As I mentioned earlier, in a widely read book on nutrition, Hugo Klein blamed capitalist special interests and masculinized Jewish half-women for the decline in the quality of German foods, which contributed to the rise in cancer. Himmler hoped to switch the SS entirely to organic food and was dedicated to making the transition for all of Germany after the war. Organic food was seamlessly linked to the larger Nazi conception of the organic nation living in harmony with the pre- or non-Christian ecosystem. Many Americans today are obsessed with the organic. Whole Foods has become a franchise of cathedrals to this cult, and even Walmart has succumbed to it. The essence of Whole Foods, where I shop frequently, by the way, is, in the words of the New York Times, to provide pre-modern authenticity, or the appearance of pre-modern authenticity, in order to provide people with meaning. Walk the aisles of Whole Foods, and you'll be amazed by what you find. In our every deliberation, we must consider the impact of our decisions on the next 7 generations. So saith the great law of the Iroquois Confederacy, and the label on every roll of 7th-generation brand toilet paper. The company promises affordable, high-quality, safe, and environmentally responsible toilet tissue that helps keep you, your home, and our planet healthy. But fear not, 7th-generation also promises to get the job done. Then there's EnviroKid cereal. Read the box and you learn that EnviroKids choose organic food. Organic agriculture respects the land and the wild creatures who live on it. It concludes, so if you want the kind of planet where biodiversity is protected and human beings tread more softly upon the earth, then choose certified organic cereals from EnviroKids. Wouldn't it be nice if all the food we ate was certified organic? The company Gaiam sells a wide array of products at Whole Foods and similar stores. Their literature explains that Gaiu, Mother Earth, was honored on the Isle of Crete in ancient Greece 4,000 years ago by the Minoan civilization. The concept of Gaia stems from the ancient philosophy that the Earth is a living entity. At Gaiam, we believe that all of the Earth's living matter, air, oceans, and land, form an interconnected system that can be seen as a single entity. None of this is evil, and it is certainly well-meaning. But what's fascinating about Whole Foods and the culture it represents is how dependent it is on concocting what amounts to a new pan-human ethnicity. Over 30 years ago, Daniel Patrick Moynihan and Nathan Glazer wrote in Beyond the Melting Pot, "To name an occupational group or class is very much the same thing as naming an ethnic group." That's no longer true, and in response, the left and the market are creating faux ethnicities, grounded in imagined or romantic pasts from the Rousseauian noble savages of pre-Columbian North America to the fanciful imagined societies of pre-Christian Europe or ancient Greece. I await the release of Thule Society Sugar Pops.